CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to CrossNetInc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
The views and opinions of the following show do not reflect those of WSMN, its owners, and or associates.
Next up, you will be listening to United Way Community Connections with Mike Affelberg.
United Way Community Connections. United Way Community Connections broadcasts every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WSMN. In United Way Community Connections, you will be introduced to leaders from all of the great nonprofits in Greater Nashua, from caring for our children to our seniors, from helping our homeless pets to our at-risk vets, from learning the skills to get your GED, to dealing with trauma and substance abuse. Community Connections is the place to learn with Mike Affelberg about what's going on. Learn how you can help and make a difference from the experts. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show, which is making a difference in Greater Nashua. Here's your host, Mike Affelberg.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections radio show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, February 19th, 2024. Hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. It's another beautiful day, a little bit of a cloudy overcast, but certainly nothing to complain about, a little bit of a chill in the air, and it's still winter, so, you know, I don't know if any of you picked up on that, but over the weekend, I was driving down the down 101 in between sort of around between Epping and Auburn in that area, and I was driving along, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, came just this massive snow squall. It was like blinding, and it came and it went. It was like, what was that? That was very strange. Anyway, I'm not sure if anybody else picked up on that, but I was pretty impressed with the power of Mother Nature there for a few minutes. Look, hoping you had a good weekend. I will tell you, I had a fantastic weekend. The highlight of my weekend was on Saturday. I'm just going to give a shout out to our best friends are a family from England. And Chris and Jane hosted our second annual. I'm going to say this is second annual because this is feeling like it's something that should become a sort of a tradition. Our second annual English high tea or afternoon tea, as you might. And so it was us and our friends and their kids and our kids. And of course, our grandson Hudson. And we all got together over at their house and had a traditional English afternoon tea with, of course, tea, but also little finger sandwiches with like cucumbers and stuff like that. And then we also had the second course, which is, of course, the scones course with clotted cream, which is a really horrible sounding food stuff. You know, just the name, like who but the English would use the word clotted in like their food? I don't know. But delicious, nevertheless, on scones with jam and jelly. And then our final course, which is, of course, the dessert course with little cakes and pastries. And it was just fancy and fun. So if you've never done English high tea or English afternoon tea, do it because it's just it's a great way to spend some leisurely time together with some friends. And we did that. And then, it was like that. So today, I'm just going to say, because I'm just going to be annoying with all of my friends today, everywhere I go, I'm going to tell people it's my anniversary. My wife and I are celebrating our 36th anniversary today. We've, 36, that's like, I mean, I remember being 36, let alone being married for 36 years, but it's great. My wife and I met in high school. Kirsten and I became best friends, back then. And, we started dating just after I graduated from high school. She was still in high school. She was 1 year behind me and then went to Germany for a couple of years. She's from Germany. We got married there, actually. Came back to the States, have moved around a lot, Rhode Island, Texas, Illinois, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and had our daughter, had a bunch of dogs, had a bunch of adventures, been scuba diving and skydiving and traveling, and just an exciting journey. It's amazing when you meet the person, and you can spend your life together doing these things. It's just, that's what life is about. So, honey, happy anniversary. I love you very much, and here's to the next 36 years. I don't know, 36 seems like a lot of years. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the age of, over 100, but let's say the next 20 years. How about that? Let's set our goals reasonably. Lots going on at United Way these days. I'm just going to just give you the 2-minute summary. Last week was fantastic. We had distribution day for the great donation we had of mattresses. We had exactly 100 mattresses, brand new in the box, donated to us from FEMA and Sealy, and that went out to a half dozen different nonprofits in our community, including Front Door and Greater Nashua Mental Health and Family Promise and Stepping Stones. It was a really pretty terrific day. Felt good. The other thing we have going on right now is we have a donation of about 15,000 socks. Of course, socks are a very highly coveted item in the community, especially when people are housing insecure or homeless. Socks are really important. So we have, probably 15 different organizations that are getting those socks from us, so that the community has warm winter socks for people when they need it. Plus, one of my friends, Joe, and his wife, Erica, donated, several thousand socks also to that effort. So that's going on these days. And the other thing I just wanted to mention briefly before we cut to the break is it's tax season. And you might not know this, but there's a program called the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA for short. That is a volunteer-led initiative that our volunteers, last year our volunteers, about 30 of them, prepared over 1,000 tax returns, individual tax returns for low-income individuals. And that generated over $1 million back into their pockets. So that's money that goes back into people's pockets to pay for things like medicines and child care and daily essentials and the utilities and rent, all of the things of life. And most of that money ends up going right back into the local community. So it goes into people's pockets and it circulates in the local community. So it really goes a long way. And so this is tax season. If you need your taxes prepared, you're a low-income individual. We had somebody come in last week who hadn't had their taxes prepared in over 15 years, and our VITA volunteers are working with them to get that taken care of. Easiest way to learn about that is just make an appointment. You make an appointment at 211, so you would call 211. And if you have, of course, a 603 area code phone, it'll pick right up. If you don't have a 603 area code phone, just go to 211nh.org, 211nh.org, and you can make an appointment for volunteer income tax assistance to get your taxes done. And, you know, that's about all. There's a lot more going on that I could just go on and on and about. But we have some really great interviews coming up today, so I want to give time for that. We have two different nonprofits with us today in the studio, as we usually do. We have a brand new one, which is fantastic, Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. Eric will be up next talking about the Heartfelt Dreams Foundation, learning about what they do. And then after that, we'll take another break and we'll hear from Maria over at the Nashua Adult Learning Center, one of our great partners in the community. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm going to give our sponsors just a minute or two to talk about themselves, and then we will be back thereafter with our first interview with Eric from Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. You're listening to Community Connections. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at edgestoneproperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner to fight for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. When a low-income child needs access to dental care, or parents need quality after-school programs where their kids can learn and be safe, United Way is there. When a person with disabilities needs a supportive day program where they can thrive, or a family loses its home and needs a place to regain financial stability, United Way is there. When a homebound senior needs food and supportive social connections, or when it comes time to die with dignity, United Way is there. The programs supported by your United Way are the heart and soul of Greater Nashua. When you volunteer or donate to United Way, you lift up the community where you live and you work. As a highly regarded nonprofit with Charity Navigator and GuideStar, you can be sure that your donations will be used for the work of making Greater Nashua stronger, smarter, and safer. Learn more and connect with us at UnitedWayNashua.org.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We're here each and every Monday morning talking with you about nonprofits in the community, organizations that are working really tirelessly to make our community stronger, smarter, safer, healthier, and happier for all of us who live and work in the greater Nashua region. So each week we interview two different nonprofits that are doing that work, and we're excited to bring that to the community. You know, there's lots of reasons to listen in. One of them is maybe you're looking to volunteer your time or be a donor somewhere, and you just don't know where you can do that, what organizations are out there, what opportunities exist. This is a way to learn about that. The other, and frankly, more important reason to listen into the show is because we all know people who have various types of needs. These come up in conversations all the time with our friends, with our family, around the dinner table, at the holidays. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is just kind of sit there when you hear one of these conversations and say, yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything, right? Well, that's, you know, if you listen to the show every week, you won't be able to say that because you'll be learning about new organizations and their work every single week. So we're glad to have in the studio with us today, Eric. Eric is brand new to our show, never been on before, with the Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's our pleasure to be here, and we really appreciate the work that the United Way of Nashua is doing for the community.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. It's all a partnership. We all work together to get stuff done. Now, I noticed on your website, which is, I just found by Googling, Heartfelt Dreams Foundation, and it came right up, that you are located in Hollis, so you're right here in our community.
We are.
So tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, Heartfelt Dreams Foundation came about, we're now entering our fifth year of existence. It really stems from the inspiration of my wife, Lori, who is a congenital heart defect patient. These are patients and babies that are born with a structural defect in their heart. Lori was born in the 1950s with a hole in her heart. And happened to be in the right place at the right time. She grew up in Western New York. There happened to be two of the world leading cardiologists in Buffalo Children's Hospital. And at that time, infants born with her condition usually did not live past the first year of life. She had open heart surgery, was one of the first children in the United States to have that surgery, and obviously survived and has thrived. And we've been fortunate through her life and our life. She is a twin. She grew up enjoying art because her family was concerned about her heart condition. And we met through ice hockey. I was playing ice hockey. She was visiting the rink with a friend of hers. A puck inadvertently went over the boards, struck her friend, and there it was. I met my wife.
And were you the one that was responsible for the
puck? No, unfortunately, I was not. But she recognized me as being the one always in the penalty box.
Oh, my God.
But we met. We dated. Yeah. I enjoyed hearing about your wife and your life, Mike. We've been together 39 years now.
Congratulations.
And through that time, I learned about her heart condition. And we struggled to find a doctor that knew what to do with her because babies just weren't surviving into adulthood. And so we spent about 20 years traveling through New England looking for a doctor who could care for her, including cardiologists that were familiar with the condition, but didn't know how to treat an adult. And I would travel to the doctor's office with her. She would come out crying in frustration because they didn't know what to do. And so as my career in the medical device and medical technology world was advancing, we were working on a project in the field of cardiology. And I happened to walk into the office of a person who was running a clinical study, a medical director, expressed my frustration for my wife, and she indicated to me that she had gone to Harvard Medical School, knew through her fellowship at Mass General Hospital, a cardiologist there that was the world's leading expert in the condition my wife was born with. So there again, we were lucky to be introduced to a doctor that could care for her. Over the next 15 or so years, she was being treated and became a teaching subject for cardiology fellows as they went through medical school. When in 2015, we were told that she needed a major heart reconstructive surgical procedure to repair her heart. And that's the condition that these congenital heart defect patients live with, is there is no cure for this condition. It can only be repaired. Mm-hmm. And so in 2015, she underwent a major heart reconstructive surgical procedure, went through the cardiac rehab. To this day, she can outwalk me, which is rather an embarrassing situation. But through subsequent surgeries, and it was in 2018, that she had to have a knee operation. And the anesthesiologist came in as she was being prepped for surgery, was just remarking about her heart condition, indicated that he had never seen anybody alive at her age that had been born with this structural defect in her heart. And after about 20 minutes, I looked at my watch and said to the anesthesiologist, "Isn't there a surgeon waiting for my wife?" When he walked over to me, looked me square in the eyes, and told me I needed to write a book about her experience and try to help inspire other patients to seek the care and treatment that they need. Well, I told him that I can't write a book that fast. And as I was sitting in the waiting room, my wife and I had been talking about what could we do in this next chapter of our lives. Our children were grown, out of the house. We were looking for some philanthropic endeavor that piqued our interest. And then it dawned on me that it was the congenital heart defect patient that we could support, and that was the birth of Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. We spent a few months trying to get our act together, met through a radio station in Utica, New York, a young family with a baby born with a defect in his heart, called the radio station general manager and told him what we were doing. He then asked for our web address, which we didn't have. Asked if we were on Facebook, and we said not yet, but we could describe what we do, and that was the first patient we helped get to a specialty heart center for the surgery that he needed. We then started to grow our interest in trying to convince people in the general community that this congenital heart defect condition is the number one birth defect in the country, yet nobody knows about it. And we tried to raise awareness for the condition because these patients tend to suffer at home. Well, then the pandemic hit. And during the pandemic, it was difficult for patients to get to the hospital because the hospitals were not accepting patients and patients were afraid to go to the hospital. So we spent a lot of time trying to gain recognition for the mission that we had and gain identity for Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. And over the next 2 years of the pandemic, we found that it worked. We were doing virtual 5Ks, and we had people from New Hampshire, from Maine, from Alaska, from California and Texas wearing our t-shirts and climbing mountains and running in the desert and just having fun to support these patients and raise awareness for the condition. And as I said, it worked because after the pandemic ended, we are now, as we sit here today, assisting 2 to 3 patients each day through Heartfelt Dreams Foundation. We provide emotional support and try to help patients understand the condition and encourage them to see the doctor that can provide the care and treatment that is needed. We provide education and make sure that they are aware of what their condition is. That education converts to helping doctors understand how to care for these patients. And we provide financial assistance. And our financial assistance largely is in the area of accommodations mm-hmm. and transportation.
Right.
And so one of our first patients in New Hampshire was an older gentleman living in the northern parts of New Hampshire, and he was traveling the state trying to find a doctor that could treat his condition and was very frustrated. And when he came to us, he expressed that frustration. Well, we referred him to a specialty cardiologist at Mass General, and for 2 years, we provided transportation from northern New Hampshire to Boston for him to receive the treatment that he needed and for his wife to be with him. And that becomes really important, that family members can stay with the patient during their hospital stay or accompany them to and from the hospital. And so we provided free transportation and free hotel accommodations for that one family over the course of 2 years.
That's pretty incredible. And how is it, Eric, that people learn about your foundation? Because it seems to me there's a little catch-22, right? If you're referring somebody, a patient, to a doctor, well, the doctor is probably how the person is finding out that they have the defect in their heart in the first place. How does that sort of work? Where do the referrals come from?
Well, that's a great question, Mike. And it comes through three primary sources. One is the doctor. As you mentioned, the doctors who are caring for these patients are now understanding what they know and what they might not know, and they know how to refer patients to other doctors. The second is a very important resource in the hospital, and that's the social worker or the patient navigator.
Right.
And we have built a very strong relationship with the social worker community to ensure that they know how to refer patients to Heart Failure Dreams Foundation. And then the third and what has become a very popular way for patients to connect with us is through our website, mm-hmm. heartfelttdreamsfoundation.org. We have a patient contact form that we've generated. And the only qualification that our charity has is that the patient is a congenital heart defect patient by diagnosis through a physician. We don't have any financial criteria. We don't ask for financial information. We don't really care about the financial status of the patient or their family. We're there to support them because they have this structural defect in their heart.
Well, I think it's so important what you do. And in fact, with a different medical condition, the exact same subject came up for me on Friday. I was at a meeting with a friend of mine, and she said somebody reached out to me, to her, about one of their friends who needs to go to a Boston medical hospital for cancer treatment. And did I know of any resources that provided transportation and accommodations for people who are experiencing, you know, cancer diagnosis and need treatment? And a lot of that tends to be out of state. And, you know, we're blessed to live in a region where we have this huge medical resource in the Boston area, unbelievable, probably relatively unique even in the world. And yet it's just not right here, right? It's close, but it's not quite. So I can see a lot of need for this and for your specific medical condition absolutely as well. That's fantastic.
It is an interesting concept in that doctors do now specialize in certain medical conditions. And as we started to raise the awareness of the foundation's work and the plight and challenges that these congenital heart defects patients face, we started to communicate with the cardiology community in New Hampshire and ensure that there was a referral network set up so that if a cardiologist in Nashua or a cardiologist in Manchester, a cardiologist at Dartmouth-Hitchcock mm-hmm. Has a congenital heart defect patient, they know that there are resources available to them to coordinate care and treatment for this patient. We had an event at the Boston Museum of Science on Friday evening celebrating National Heart Month, which is February. And we met with cardiologists from New Hampshire, from Vermont, from Maine, that are referring patients to the specialty cardiologists at Mass General. And it was a a very collegial atmosphere. The doctors are very much willing to work with one another to ensure that the patients receive proper care and treatment. And one of the areas that it's especially noteworthy is in maternal care. Mothers that are pregnant, and either the mother has the structural defect in her heart, or the mother has been informed that her baby is going to be born with a congenital heart defect. And in that case, it's not only the cardiologists that work together, but it's the OBGYNs, the anesthesiologists, and others that mm-hmm. must care for the mother and her baby.
That's true. It takes kind of a village to wrap this kind of care around something. It's funny. This must be heart week for me personally, because I'm going Thursday evening to the grand opening of St. Joe's new cath lab coming this Thursday evening. So there's a lot going on these days. Eric, last thing before we cut to break, I wanted to ask you two things. One, how do people learn more? And two, how do people support the work that you're doing, which is so important?
Well, volunteers are always welcome, and they're able to communicate with us through our website. And we do receive volunteer resources through the website. They can contact us directly by email, by telephone. All of that information is on our website. We have a charity golf event each summer at the Overlook Golf Club in Hollis. That's coming up on July 29th, and we're always looking for volunteers to help us out with the golf event. That's been an extraordinarily fun event for us. And I'm pleased to say that that anesthesiologist that asked me to write a book, it's taken 3 years, but we just launched Heartfelt Dreams, a memoir book that we hope will help congenital heart defect patients and their families go through the challenges of life, a lifelong condition. And so we welcome volunteers. Like other nonprofit charities, we're always looking for donations, and there's opportunities for people to get involved with our charity. We are a charity, as my wife and I founded it, that wants to give back as well. And so we partner with other charities to support their causes.
Fantastic. Eric, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking with us about the Heartfelt Dreams Foundation.
Mike, thank you very much.
Absolutely. So Eric is and his wife are co-founders of the Heartfelt Dreams Foundation, located right here in Hollis, New Hampshire. HeartfeltDreamsFoundation.org is the website. Please check them out. And if you know somebody who might benefit from their services, please refer them. And if you want to get involved in supporting them, you can do that through their website as well. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. We're going to take a break for our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our second interview. And that's Maria from the Adult Learning Center.
I need to get some new shirts for my business.
Just call Sal.
Does he do screen printing also?
Just call Sal.
Does he embroider shirts too?
Just call Sal.
I also need business cards and brochures.
Just call Sal.
How about yard and lawn signs?
Just call Sal.
And promotional products to give my customers?
Just call Sal.
Who is Sal?
I'm Sal. My wife Jennifer and I are the proud owners of Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. If you need embroidered or screen printed shirts, business cards, brochures, lawn signs, promotional products, and even personal protective equipment for your business or organization, just call me or stop by our showroom, conveniently located at 410 South River Road in Bedford, right off the Everett Turnpike. You can also visit our website at fullypromotedsnh.com. That's fullypromotedsnh.com. We are your one-stop shop for all your promotional needs. Fully Promoted of Southern New Hampshire. Our business is to help you grow your business.
Just call Sal.
CrossNet offers IT services for small and medium-sized clients. We create tailor-made plans for your business's unique needs. From computer repairs to managing networks, servers and desktop services, CrossNet Inc. offers managed services, cybersecurity, data backups, virus, ransomware protection, web filtering, and more. For more information, go to crossnetinc.com or call for your personalized IT services today at 603-810-1000. CrossNet Inc. IT Services keeps your businesses running when you are on the run.
Edgestone Properties is a leading home builder in Southern New Hampshire. With over 33 years' experience, Edgestone offers highly valued residential homes, including first-time buyer, luxury move-up, and senior community opportunities. Edgestone also offers well-located rental apartments, including active adult communities. Visit us at EdgestoneProperties.com or call us at 603-889-5208 to learn more. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's 603-889-5208.
We all wander. The rocky beaches beckon, the mystical forest calls, and the steep hills of life lure us up and down. Sometimes we lose our way. It's okay. Come home to Wanderlust Therapeutic Services, a leader in behavioral health counseling. We take true pride in caring for you, yours, and our community's mental health and well-being. We're in this together, guiding you through whatever life throws your way. Life has a way of doing that. Get well. Get back to wandering. The world awaits. If you or someone close to you needs competent mental health care, call Wanderlust Therapeutic Services at 603-889-3553. Conveniently located at 400 Amherst Street in Nashua, right off Exit 8 on Route 3.
Since 1930, United Way of Greater Nashua has been your trusted partner.
Well, good Monday morning, and welcome to the United Way Community Connections Radio Show. I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. It's Monday, February 19th, 2024. I can remember that without even looking at one of the many computer calendars in front of me, because it's my anniversary. So before we say anything else, I want to say happy anniversary, honey. 36 years of wedded bliss. Amazing. You know, like every journey, it had bumpy roads and great roads and smooth sailing and rough waters, and it's been just fantastic. I wouldn't do it with anybody. I can't imagine doing it with anybody other than you. So, Kirsten, happy anniversary, and I love you. So, all of that aside, and I know, pull out a hanky and wipe off the tears because that was so emotional and like that. You're listening to the Community Connections Radio Show, and I'm your host, Mike Affelberg. Each week, we interview two different nonprofits in the community. We just heard from Eric at the Heartfelt Dreams Foundation, supporting people with congenital heart defects. Fantastic organization, doing terrific work in our community. And now I'm going to transition to one of United Way's strongest community partners, and that's the Nashua Adult Learning Center. And the Adult Learning Center and United Way have partnered together for years to support a wide variety of different educational type of programs. We've worked together to support Clearway High School, to support community dinners, to support the Early Childhood Center, and a variety of other types of opportunities for people to just learn more. Our community really needs the Adult Learning Center, and we're proud of that support. So I have with me in the studio today Maria, and we're going to talk just a little bit, I think, about tutoring programs. Is that right, Maria?
That is right.
All right. And if you wouldn't mind just pulling the microphone up a little bit higher to your mouth, that would be great. They're sensitive, but they won't hear everything. So now, Maria, you were just on vacation. Is that right?
I was.
Where were you? Was it warm?
It was a little warmer than here. I was on a cruise with my husband to the Bahamas.
A little warmer than here. I like the way you say that. That's very sensitive. That makes me feel very good. A little warmer than here. I'm looking up at the screen, and it's 28 degrees with 16 miles an hour, which means the wind chill, it's probably about zero. The Bahamas, I haven't been to the Bahamas in decades. How was it?
It was amazing. We were on a wonderful cruise ship with MSC, which is an Italian cruise line. Very friendly staff, and everyone was having a wonderful time.
I bet that's true. And I'm going away on vacation in a couple of weeks. We're going to Cancun with our grandson.
Is that an anniversary celebration?
Nah, we don't do that. Like, you know, we've been celebrating our anniversary for so long that it's like, okay, here we go again. But no, it's not. It's just vacation. It's just vacation, which is also very important. So, Maria, you've been with the Adult Learning Center for how long now?
Just a little over a year now.
Well, welcome. That's fantastic. tell us about your role at the Adult Learning Center, and then tell us a little bit about tutoring programs at the Adult Learning Center.
Sure. So I'm the Tutoring Services Coordinator, which means that I recruit and train all the tutors. Right now we have about 88 volunteer tutors, which is sort of mind-blowing for me. When I first took the job and I said, how many do you really have people who are willing to commit to 6 to 9 months of tutoring? And not only did they have a few, but they had, you know, upwards of 70 at that point, which really was amazing to me.
That's amazing. And I can tell you, kudos to you, because we also have a volunteer tutoring program at United Way. Very different program, right? Although we probably share some families, I'd imagine. But managing that many volunteers as tutors is really challenging, very gratifying. People like to give back. What sort of tutoring services do you offer at the Adult Learning Service Center?
So we work with mostly to break it down to two populations of students. So we have our English language learners who are coming from other countries, and we also have our HISET students, and HISET stands for the High School Equivalency Test, which is similar to the GED. These are folks that just didn't make it through high school the first time around. They're looking to get their equivalency. And we offer both in-person and online tutoring. We have tutors who work one-on-one with students, and some work in small groups as well.
Yep. And one of our great volunteers is Chris, who I won't say his last name, but he's also a volunteer tutor at Adult Learning Center, and he just loves it to death, being involved in that way. So your students are all adult learners.
That's right, which gives us a lot of wonderful freedom. So with an English language learner, for example, it's not just about learning how to speak and understand and write the language, but it's about being able to function in a new community.
Right, navigate. What is all of this weird stuff? Right?
Exactly. And since all of our students are over 18, we can do things like take them to the library and get a library card, or teach them how to use the transit system in Nashua, or go to a Boston museum. So there's a lot of freedom that way.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think my father, many years ago, was also an English as a second language tutor in California, and he just loved it so much. We've all learned this language. Some of us just learned it growing up, right? Some of us had to learn it. And being able to share that back is, probably one of the easiest ways and most gratifying ways in which we can help people, right?
Definitely. As far as a volunteer gig goes, it's extremely rewarding because you can see pretty quickly that you're making a significant difference in someone's life.
Yeah.
And a lot of the tutors don't want to stop when the time is up. So I find it's a very common feeling for the tutors to get as much out of the situation as their students, if not more.
Yeah. So if you want to be an English as a second language tutor, what sort of skills do you need besides speak English? Which is probably pretty important.
It is, but you mostly just need a sense of humor and a commitment to helping someone improve their life. So a lot of people are worried that, they don't have an experience with education, or they don't have some advanced degree, they don't speak another language, and you don't need any of those things. A lot of the students, whether they're English language learners or just adult basic ed, are looking for a safe adult who can just be there for them and be by their side helping them with their questions. So they want to feel that they can let down their guard a little bit, ask the questions that they need, not be afraid to make mistakes. So just someone who will go to bat for them. So as long as you come in with a good attitude and you want to help somebody else, you're going to be successful.
Right. Don't come in with a bad attitude. Like, I don't want anybody to learn English, therefore I'm going to be the world's worst tutor. Yeah, no, don't do that. So what's the time commitment look like for an ESL type of tutor?
Yeah, it can be as little as 1 hour per week, which makes it really flexible. We look for a commitment of 6 to 9 months just because we're looking for someone to be a regular force in someone's life. So we're looking for consistency.
Okay. And now the HISET tutoring, that's very different, right? Because there you're actually, I would imagine, practicing some of the skills that you need to pass the test and get your high school diploma.
Exactly. So the HISET consists of 5 separate tests. So we've got language arts reading, language arts writing, math, science, and social studies. And a lot of tutors say, it's been so long since I did, algebra or whatever like that.
Well, especially math. Math, the way it changed, the way we learn math, it changes like all the time.
It does. But the student just needs to be able to come to the correct answer. Doesn't have to show, you know, particularly a certain way of doing it, like the new math, maybe. But there are resources, obviously, that tutors can review the material that they need to teach. So it's not as terrifying as it seems. And we have, you know, I offer training and we have a lot of materials to use. So it's easy to review the material before you have to teach it to a student.
I think we get probably the same questions when it comes in particular to mathematics. I mean, I think the English arts, the language arts, you know, social science, those are a little bit softer, right? But the hard skills of math, we get those questions as well. And I know that we'll tell our tutors, like, don't worry about how the schools do math these days. Worry about, can you do math, right? If you, like, 2 + 2 = 4, no matter how you carve it out, you're going to get to the same answer. Work with our students to figure out how to get there.
Right. And in some ways, the reading can be more terrifying than the math is. Number one, if there perhaps is a student coming from another country who's looking to get their high school equivalency, some of it is that, you know, not having grown up in the U.S., there are some things, some cultural things that are very foreign. Or even for someone who did grow up here, it's not cut and dry the way that math is. So while 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4, imagery and analogies and symbolism can be pretty complicated. It's not right there on the surface. So it's about diving a little bit deeper.
Do you find that your reading and writing tutors are focused in also on a lot of very basic fundamentals about just how to read?
It's interesting because there's such a wide range of abilities and experience. So we may be working with an adult who, for example, we had one student who was sort of pushed through high school because he was a football star. So he spent all day in the gym training and earning money for the school, basically, and his teachers just pushed him through, and he's reading at maybe a second grade level. So it's really tragic. And so that's really basic phonics that his tutor's working on with him. But we may also
have pretty remedial at that point.
It's extremely remedial, and we forget how much we take for granted and how difficult English is, even for someone who grew up here. But it's such a wide range of students. We may have someone who already has their high school equivalency and is looking, maybe they already have a college degree and they're looking to change to a different profession. So maybe they're looking to study nursing or pass the praxis to become a teacher. So there's such a wide variety of student needs and things that are being tutored. We had another student who was looking to open her own business and just felt a little scattered trying to build a website. So we had a tutor working with her on how to organize her information for a website. So everything from basic phonics to advanced career preparation.
That's really incredible. People do come with lots of different needs and lots of different experiences. And how we learn, not just math, but reading has changed and evolved and is in a constant state of change. I know there's even today a huge debates going on, raging huge debates about the science of reading and how people are taught to read, and how you and I learned how to read might be very different than how kids are today. The programming that you offer through your volunteer tutoring, are there costs associated with that for the person who's receiving the tutoring?
No, because we're state and federally funded, all of our programs are free for students, which, you know, I have a student, you know, I remember come to the door as I was leaving and ask if he could learn English. And I said, yes. And he said, how much does it cost? And I said, it's free. And he said, I love America. So that was very touching to know that we can really provide help for a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's very important that those programs are accessible and you know, affordable and, in your case, free for people to participate in. Do you have a backlog, a waiting list for people to get into your tutoring programs?
We do. We have new immigrants coming to the door several times every single day. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably our biggest struggle is just the volume of students we get. So we have about 3-to-1 English language learners versus adult basic ed. And it's really it's kind of heartbreaking because there are so many people that want to learn English and want to become integrated into the community, and it's just hard to serve everyone who needs the help.
So you need volunteers.
We definitely need
you
volunteers.
You need more volunteers.
We need more volunteers, definitely.
Okay, so how does one find out about that and become a volunteer?
Sure, so you can visit our website, which is nashuaalc.org, and you'll see my contact information. You can just contact me. All we do is have you fill out a brief information form, and then we'll have you come in for tutor training and give you as much support as you feel you need to get ready to start tutoring, and then we'll match you up with a student who will fit in with whether you want to work online or in person, whether you want to work with an English language learner or adult basic ed, and whether you want to do one-on-one or a small group, and what type of level you'd like to work with. And then we'll just get you started.
And the tutoring that's in person, does that all take place at the Adult Learning Center down on Lake Street?
That's a great question. We are sort of bursting at the seams right now.
I know you are.
I've stuck tutors and students in every nook and cranny of the Adult Learning Center, and we have pairs coming out of our ears. So besides becoming a volunteer, another thing that we could really use, if someone out there listening owns a business that you can stick a pair in a corner somewhere. Maybe you have a cafe with an available table or some reception area where you could host a pair. I would love to hear from you.
Well, you've done tutoring at United Way before, and you know that offer always exists.
We're going to take you up on that.
We're glad to have that. We're glad to open up our space for this really important work. And I know space is at a premium for sure. So thank you for putting that shout out there to people. Are there any other ways in which, besides becoming a volunteer tutor, that somebody can get involved as a volunteer in supporting your program? I mean, I know there are lots of ways to support the Adult Learning Center as a volunteer, but I'm thinking specifically in this program, putting together materials, logistics, organizing, all of that stuff. I don't know if you're looking for other volunteers.
Sure. We have, for example, we have a stitching circle that runs on Tuesdays, which is a time for English language learners to get together and practice crochet and knitting and things like that. So it's not so intense face-to-face learning the English language, but sharing some enjoying stitching while they're learning English. So if you have things that
very casual way.
It is very casual.
I love that.
It also gives the students a chance to show their skills and to feel, you know, really accomplished when they show how wonderful they are at knitting and crocheting.
Sure, because you're going to have the things you're going to, what do you think of this pattern? How did you do that specific knot? What color would you choose? Where's the bathroom? All of these are the conversations. It's just a different medium, right?
Definitely. And there are a lot of skilled crafting going on, so it's nice for the students to show their skills, and it's a comfortable, friendly way to share conversation, which is really the most important thing. A lot of the English language learners are just looking for someone that they can chat with just to practice using English. But so if you want to donate any yarn or knitting needles or crochet needles, we'd love to have that. We're also always looking for resources like new books that can usually come at least in two, and that way the tutor and the student can each have a book. So if there are any donations that folks would like to make that way, or financial donations to help with supplies for books and online resources as well.
Yeah, I know that if somebody makes a donation that just specifying your program and that's what it's for, I know the Adult Learning Center is really good at making sure that that donation then supports that specific program. And we even have it United Way. Through our annual campaign, donors who will say, I want to donate to the United Way campaign, believe it or not, I want to support the Adult Learning Center through my donation, and I want to support the English Language Learner program at the Adult Learning Center through my donation to United Way. And it all kind of works. It flows through together. So I think that's a good way to think about it.
Definitely. And if there are folks that want to volunteer but can't commit to every single week, we also have something called Tea and Talk on Fridays. It's just shifted to Thursdays. where, again, English language learners can come in and just have chats with native speakers just for an hour and a half or so while they share some light refreshments. So if you just want to come in and volunteer for one time or a couple of Thursdays, we'd love to have you for that.
Maria, thank you so much for coming on the show. We're out of time. I know we could probably go on and on about this subject because it's clearly near and dear to your heart.
It really is.
And I love talking about it, but we're out of time. What was the website again to learn more?
NashuaALC.org. Okay. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me here today.
Oh, thank you for being on and for, you know, for breaking your vacation, coming home early from your cruise to be on the radio with me. Nobody has ever done that. I don't encourage it.
Thank you so much, and happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So you've been listening to Maria from the Nashua Adult Learning Center. She oversees their tutoring programs for English language learners, as well as for people who are working on their HISET degree, their high school diploma. You've been listening to the Community Connections radio show. We will be back again next Monday with some more great interviews. So tune in at 9 a.m. on WSMN 1590. And until next week, please remember to be kind to one another, because great things really do happen when we live united.